This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my goodness, this story has been out for a little bit of time, but I think it's kind of funny. Oh my God, so Marie Harf, they call her Marie Barf at Fox, she's leaving Fox and she's going to join the Seth Moulton campaign. This is a story from the Daily Beast. It says, Fox News Channel and Fox News Radio personality Marie Harf is leaving her positions as political commentator and radio host, respectively, to join a 2020 campaign of U.S. Representative Seth Moulton, Democrat out of Massachusetts, as his deputy campaign manager for policy and communications. Cushy job. But here's what struck me, I just read between the lines. Okay, you have a nice gig at Fox. You are the contrarian. She's the Juan Williams. I don't know what deal she got, but if Marie Harf didn't negotiate at least $1 million with Fox, because she was on The View, she was on, they had her jumping from location to location with her credentials. She's the type of person they give. She's a lefty. And Fox loves those lefties, so they give them these fat deals because they can't find too many people with credentials that are willing to get on TV and say stupid stuff every day. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I will tell you, in my entire existence, when I worked for Fox, which was for 3 years, I don't believe I ever met anybody dumber than Marie Harf. She may have the credentials, worked in the CIA. Let me tell you, to know that Marie Harf worked in the CIA scares the daylights out of me. To know that she then parlayed that job into State Department work, where she was over the people in the CIA, it scares me even more. And then the idea that she's still considered a mainstay in politics is scary. Not scary like, oh, I can get beat up. Scary as in, this is what we've come to in this nation, where a person like her is considered something special. What's Guy Benson going to do? Guy Benson, Mr. Anti-Trump. It's funny. So Fox has Guy Benson and Marie Harf, radio and TV. They've been wanting to. Guy Benson is a perfect guy to promote for him because he's a white bread little white boy. And I was out in Colorado with him, and this guy hates Trump. And even though he has to back off of that at this point, because how's he going to get ahead in his career if he continues to bash him? He still hates him. He hates Trump because Trump isn't Romney-esque, okay? And I wouldn't even say Reagan-esque. Guy Benson is one of these Romneyites, a guy that looks at a Romney and says, now see, that's the guy that should be our president. He looks the part. He says the right things. He has a way of speaking that people pay attention to. And Donald Trump's like, screw you. These guys, there are many people that were anti-Trumpers that are skating, and they've gotten good jobs, and they're razor thin from being Marie Harf's. I get it. Guy Benson wants to be on a radio show because it was like Hannity and Combs. You guys remember Hannity and Combs? Well, you may not remember much about Combs. And by the way, he's dead now, because they spun the show off when Roger Ailes was there, because nobody liked Combs. Combs was such an ideologue. It didn't matter what you said. It was just, okay, here's a Democrat side. Here's a Democrat. Here's a Democrat. Here's a Democrat. And it would be like, Donald Trump cures cancer. Yeah, but what you have to understand, sometimes cancer can be a good thing. Okay, Alan. It's some of the things that Alan Combs would say would leave you going, you didn't just say that. And Marie Harf's the same way. So Roger Ailes is gone. They dumped, at the time, it had Combs. He dumps Combs. Then what does Fox do? they bring Marie Harfin, who is nothing but a female version of Combs. And let me tell you, in from a green room perspective, I have never seen anybody that was so pretentious. So pretentious. Never forget this. I think I told this story. So one of the girls who was coming on, another lefty, beautiful girl though. Wow, she was stunning. She was in the green room. We're all sitting there chit-chatting, and the girl goes, you know, I was threatened, you know, if I showed up here after she made some comment, I was threatened on social media, and you know, should I say something? And I went, what did they say? They said, if you show up at Fox, I'm going to get you, blah, blah, blah. I go, Fox has more security than a Pentagon. I go, nobody's getting in here to do anything to you. I go, look, if every time I got threatened or somebody got threatened, they brought in security, that we would all just be standing here with security guards. So she looked at me and goes, you think? And I go, I don't think it. I know it. Every time I come to New York, somebody's threatened me. You wait till you get to New York, I'll kick your butt. And I tell them where I'm staying. They haven't done it. So it's just idle threats. And I said, the more you buy into it, the more you so fear. So Marie is like, oh, you have to take that seriously. I mean, these people are crazy. And I went, no, we're not crazy. I go, there's nobody on our side of the aisle that's going to do anything to you. And by the way, we would stop them. If indeed that were the case, we would stop them. I go, it's your side of the aisle that's crazy. So unless it was somebody on your side that didn't like you, then I wouldn't take it seriously. So anyway, we went back and forth for a few minutes, and I thought it was squashed. Next thing I know, two security guards come to stand where this woman is. It was all of 5 minutes. She'd gone ahead and escalated it. So these guys come in. I see them. I know them. And I'm like, hey, what's up, man? And like, they look at me like, well, do security. So they're standing there behind in this green room where there's, you know, to get to the green room at Fox, you got to go through three layers of security. So anyway, they're standing there, looking like security guards. And she's all, you know, like, yeah, I think I feel more comfortable now. And it was such a prima donna move, and Marie was like, yeah, well, I certainly do. You know, it was like this big drama queen thing, and I'm going, man, and liberals wonder why we can't stand them? You create stuff. There was nothing, no reason for this woman to have security, none. And, of course, they got to walk, escort her to the vehicle that Fox has to pick us up. And on, I mean, it was ridiculous. Anyway, look, let me tell you why Marie Harf is gone. Marie Harf is gone from Fox because Fox realized she brought nothing to the table. She left a high-paying job to go run a campaign because that's all she knows how to do. And it doesn't matter how much CIA training she has. She's worthless in the real world. And Fox finally realized it. The female execs at Fox finally figured out that Harf was worthless. That's what happened.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The heat is on. Not to get all Glenn Frey on you, but the heat is on. Yeah! Burning, burning, burning on the street. Woo-hoo! The heat is on. Democrats are running scared. They're running scared. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Oh, my goodness. The heat is on. So I talked about the elections that happened around the world, the EU. And here's what Carpe Dunctum has to say. Love that Twitter handle. Breaking, globalists everywhere soon to announce that European voters colluded with Russia to steal the elections. I talked about what was happening earlier in the first hour, and it was titled EU Carnage. So here we go. Nigel Farage wins in the UK. Le Pen wins in France. These are two people that didn't have a home. They were on an island for a while. And you know what their big beef is? Russian. Muslim invasions of their country. Guess who won in Italy? You know, you probably don't know these names, but go look this up. I told you, we're transporting excellence finally, exporting excellence to these countries. Salvini wins in Italy. Orban wins in Hungary. You want to know what all those people have in common? They are nationalists. They are people who love their country. They don't hate other countries. They just love theirs. It's like you. You're probably a familyist, right? You love your family. You don't hate other families. But here's what I'm going to bet you. I bet you cheer for your kid on their sporting team. I bet if your kid, my son's played all kinds of different sports. My youngest son plays baseball. And I'm going to tell you something. If a kid on the other team gets hurt, I'm like, oh, shoot, that's too bad. Kid got hurt. But honestly, it's like, okay, let's all take a moment. Oh, he's okay. We all clap. But let me tell you, on our side of the bench, when a kid's hurt, we're all, oh, my goodness, how's Gavin? How's this? It's a different level of concern. It doesn't make us not like the other kid. We feel sorry for him. We can empathize with the other parent. But I'm going to tell you something. I've never been in a group of parents where we didn't want our kids to win, where there are times where we went, you know, it's just a game. We have to understand you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. We're building character, blah, blah, blah. We all say that, okay? But we want to win. We want our kids to win. We understand sometimes losing has to occur so you get that gut, that feeling in your gut that you, I don't like that. Anyway, good day for the world. Good week for the world. This is not just an isolated thing. I don't want to stay, you know, I'm not going to harp on it. I just talked about Marie Harf leaving Fox. But I'm not going to harp on this. But, you know, I want you to understand this is a bigger deal than you think. And it's going to impact, as I said earlier, it's going to impact Canada and other areas of the country. You're going to watch everybody start to look at Donald Trump in America as the model. Let's move on. A person, I was thinking about this because a person tweeted something similar, and it was the idea that Brennan and Comey are two people who are admitted communist. They publicly admitted supporting communism in their past. And these two people were appointed to two of the highest levels in our government for clandestine activities. There was a time in America, if you were an admitted communist, there is no way you could get a job at that level in the government of the United States. It is completely antithetical to be a communist at any point in your life and be an American. I'm here to tell you. Look, I'm not trying to... People probably listen to the show and go, well, Kevin, people can change their minds. Let me tell you something. If you grow up in this system, you cannot possibly believe in communism. You can't. How you could... I'm just saying that should be the first question on the questionnaire. Have you ever been part of the Communist Party or believed in communist ideals? Because if you have, you have no ability to be in a position of power in this country. I'm just putting it out there. I firmly believe it. It's not discriminatory. It'll be like, you know, are you a pedophile? Yes. Well, you cannot babysit children. Sorry. You can't do it. So there are things that just make complete common sense that we've abandoned. Anyway, Obama took communists and he put them in the highest roles in this country. I want you to consider that for just a second. This wasn't an elected office where a bunch of communists said, let's put Comey in as the director of the FBI. Let's put Brennan in as the director of the CIA. John Brennan, who is a Muslim sympathizer, some people say he's converted to Islam, was put in charge of the CIA under Barack Obama. James Comey, an admitted communist, put in charge of the FBI. Don't you want to go back and look at all of the appointments? Do we have to relive how many Muslims, for example, Barack Obama put into high authority? Do you want to go back to the DNC and the, was it the Awan brothers and Debbie Wasserman Schultz giving them access to all of the computer information? Really? No, there's been no scandals on Obama's watch. None. It's just amazing. I'm really speechless as I mean, I've been thinking about it. Obviously, I'm doing it on the show. But I'm saying, I'm really speechless when I say it out loud to you, the listening audience of KJRadio.com, Kevin Jackson Show. I get even more like, you've got to be kidding me. And let me tell you, can you imagine if any president put radicals, as many radicals, I'm talking about from Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, these are radical people. John Kerry, they can't stand this country. They want to change it fundamentally. They've done everything they can. You couldn't put a more radical administration together. Somebody put a gun to your head, and nobody questioned it. Oh, yeah, look, people can argue. I've got Muslim friends like Zudi Zasser, who's AIFD, and he's a great guy. He's a very Americanized Muslim. Doctor isn't trying to bomb and kill people. And I have no problem having this guy as a friend. But let me tell you, as a rule, the Muslim religion and the people like Omar and Tlaib and all them, they are radical Muslims bent to destroy this country. And Barack Obama fomented this. He created this cancer inside of our government. These people that are doing pipe bombs in Lyon and others that are now in this country. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Familiar cries of Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is blasting a key Democrat, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, who is promising further congressional action following a statement from Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Wednesday.
Jerry Nadler just proved that he shouldn't be the chairman of that committee by saying Jerry Nadler has figured out already without an investigation that he's going to respond to the crimes of the president.
Giuliani was speaking there on Fox News. Now, Congressman Nadler did hold a press conference just after 2 o'clock Eastern when he said,
with respect to impeachment question, at this point all options are on the table and nothing should be ruled out.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the U.S. is not trying to start a conflict with Iran. He spoke to reporters on a plane while flying to Jakarta.
I don't think anyone wants a war with Iran. I don't think you'll find people in the national security apparatus who wants a war with Iran.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Senator Lindsey Graham. Whoa, who are you and what have you done with this guy? He is a born-again Republican. Republic. The man, one of the guys who now I can say put Republican, Republican. Now, I'm not all excited. I don't have a tingle like old Chrissy Matthews. But I do want to give credit where credit is due. And let me tell you, the transformation of Lindsey Graham, which may be a mini-series one day or a movie, was brought to you, America, by President Donald Trump. Sometime during the election cycle of 2016, Graham grew a backbone, or he sent away on Amazon for a pair of naughty bits. Or Trump sent him some that he manufactured in America, of course. And Graham now uses those naughty bits or that new backbone, and he's become an effective mouthpiece for the administration and for the truth. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. And I want to just play this clip of Graham talking about he's on with Chris Matthews, who, by the way, is nothing but a big lefty talking head for Chris Matthews. Chris Wallace. A talking head for Fox who's nothing but a big lefty. Oh, he plays them. I'm a moderate, blah, blah, blah. But he's a lefty. And anyway, here's Lindsey Graham in that interview standing up for law and order.
Joining us now from South Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator, President Trump, as we just reported, has given Attorney General Barr, quote, full and complete authority to get and declassify all government secrets related to the Russia investigation. Here is the president.
I declassified everything they want. I put it under the auspices of the Attorney General. He's going to be in charge of it.
Senator, any problem with that?
No, not at all from my point of view. I was one of the Republicans insisting that Mueller be allowed to do his job. I never thought it was a witch hunt. The Mueller report is in. No collusion. Mueller didn't do anything on obstruction. Now I'm insisting that we get to the bottom of this. I want all the documents around the FISA warrant application released. I want to find out exactly how the counterintelligence operation began. I think transparency is good for the American people. Not one Democrat seems to care. I was the hero when I said let's support Mueller. I wish some Democrat would come forward to find out if the FISA court was defrauded by the FBI and the Department of Justice. So I support Attorney General's Barr to make this as transparent as possible.
Critics make two points, particularly about this issue of declassifying, because these are, after all, the crown jewels of the Intelligence Committee, including reportedly the identity of a key informant who was close to Vladimir Putin. Here are the two questions that they raise. One, can Barr be trusted with these secrets? And two, can he be trusted not to cherry pick the information to make a case for the president?
Well, I think he can be trusted, and I'm going to look at this. Nobody doubted my trust or my ability to be fair when I supported Mueller. The people who are worried about this are worried about being exposed for taking the law in their own hands. It doesn't surprise me that the people we're looking at, they don't want transparency. We're not compromising national security here. We're trying to create a system to make sure this never happens again by shedding light on what happened with the FISA warrant process. The counterintelligence investigation. Did they have a lawful reason to surveil President Trump's campaign? Did they lie to the FISA court? Every American should want to find that out.
Oh, I'll cut Wallace some slack. He did say critics say, but the problem is he tends to be one of the critics. But anyway, I'll cut him some slack. But yeah, so here the cake's hitting the fan here. And Nadler passed out. We talked about that the other day. He was like, woo, he got all loopy. And I could go into Biden. Biden's pretty much been, where is he? Where's Joe Biden hiding out? People can't seem to locate the guy. So you've got that brewing. Also, Byron York, he talks about this declassification. Here's what he says. In February of 2018, the House Intelligence Committee released a so-called Nunes memo. In 4 pages, the document from the committee's then chairman, Representative Devin Nunes, revealed much of what the public knows about the FBI's reliance on the Steele dossier in pursuing since discredited allegations that the Trump campaign and Russia conspired to fix the 2016 elections. Specifically, he writes, it revealed that the FBI included unverified material from the dossier in applications to a secret spy court to win a warrant to wiretap Trump, a Trump foreign policy volunteer advisor, Carter Page. All that was classified. To release it, the committee appealed to President Trump, who made a declassification order. That is the only way Americans know about Page's warrant. From that knowledge came later revelations about the FBI's use of confidential informants and undercover agents to get information on Trump campaign figures. You see where this is headed, right? Look, I'm Kevin Jackson leading you to water, but as my buddy Jody and Gorman says, I can't make you water ski. This is pretty easy to figure out. Until Devin Nunes' memo came out and Trump declassified it, you wouldn't know that the Steele dossier was fake. It's now been completely debunked. Anybody that mentions that dossier with any type of, like, as if it's, etched in stone sort of thing, is just they are a partisan hack. That's all they are. That thing has been debunked. Now we're way beyond that. We're now looking at who started it. And let me tell you, if you haven't been paying attention, you can see the shift. You got Democrats pointing fingers across each other, trying to figure out where does the guilt need to fall? Who is going to become the scapegoat? None of them want to be it, but somebody will be. And just for the record, Democrats, a.k.a. brain dead morons, there's going to be more than one of you. There's going to be a lot of you. Oh, and for those of you who have continually criticized Trump supporters, people that voted for Trump, Republicans, conservatives, pragmatists like myself, I've ordered the crow for you. We're going to have a feast because a bunch of you are going to be eating it. And you know what their biggest fear is? Let me tell you, the Democrats' biggest fear right now is they are afraid of having to admit how wrong they are. Not were, how wrong they are. And just so we're clear, the Democrats now realize, I'm talking about as stupid as these people are, they realize how wrong they are. It isn't a matter of you having to convince them. You don't have to go, oh, what do you think about Donald Trump? You don't have to rub it in their faces. All you have to do is say, still think you're right. Yeah, still think you're right. Still think Barack Obama was the best president ever. Still think Hillary Clinton would have been the best president ever. Still think the Democrats are not the most scurrilous, vile, racist, putrid people on the planet. I may have gone a little too far, not in my accusations, but I'm saying in rubbing it in. But you get the point. They know they're wrong. And that's what they don't want to face. They don't want to have to come back to you and go, you were right. That's the toughest thing for a child to do. Adults do it all the time. Adults make a mistake, and an adult, anybody that's got any type of moral core says, you know what? I'm very sorry. I did not mean to do this. Or, you know what? I didn't think about the ramifications of it. Or whatever. They are willing to admit that they're wrong. Democrats, I'm giving you the step. If you want to heal thyself, I ain't even trying to preach. But if I have to, I'll get on the robe. I'll preach to you. So anyway, Trump declassifies the Nunes memo. We find out they're spying on Carter Page. They got to use the fake dossier to get it. And the Democrats are crying. If you release it, it's going to be bad. Don't do it. It'll be what they call it. They said it was a matter of national security. Now, this author goes on. He says, all that was classified to release it, the committee appealed to the president who made a declassification order. And he goes on. He says, it's good that the public knows such things, just as it's good that the public knows what's in the Mueller report. But in the days before the declassified Nunes memo was declassified, many of the nation's top current and former intelligence officials and members of Congress and analysts in the press warned that declassification would do grave damage to American national security, and it didn't happen. Now, some of the same people are issuing somber warnings of the damage that will be done if Barr declassifies documents showing what else the nation's law enforcement and intelligence agencies did in the 2016 Trump investigation. Now, I'm cracking up right now. I'm feasting. I'm thoroughly enjoying what I'm seeing. And let me tell you why. The Democrats know they got their in a pickle. Yeah, they've been caught screwing the pooch. And it's about to get ugly. When we come back, I want to finish this article by Byron York. Very well written. And it tells you what you know, but in a way that I hope enlightens you. Because we know what's about to happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What is it with this microphone? There's like this click. I could hear it all last day. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. A few technical difficulties, but hopefully we've solved those. Wow, it's a horrible click. Anyway, I'm talking about the declassification of these documents and what happened the first time. Well, now we're getting the answer to it. In 2018, there it is again, that click. I don't like that. In 2018, former CIA Director John Brennan said of the Nunez memo, "I never witnessed the type of reckless partisan behavior I am seeing now. Brennan recently called the Barr Declassification Project, quote, a reckless initiative. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. In 2018, Representative Adam Schiff of the Intelligence Committee said that the Nunes memo crosses a dangerous line. Recently, he said that Barr's initiative marks, quote, a new and dangerous phase. In 2018, former Attorney General Eric Holder called the Nunes memo unheard of and dangerous and irresponsible. Recently, he called the Barr initiative the height of irresponsibility and a dangerous precedent. I want you to understand the language involved here. They're all saying identically the same thing, and this is the people that claim, these are the people that claim they want to get to the bottom of this stuff. Byron York continues, many others echoed Brennan and Schiff's and Holder's sentiments. The problem is they were wrong then, and they're likely wrong again now. Well, let me just explain, Byron. No need to put likely in that sentence. They are wrong. He continues, the revelation that the FBI used the Steele dossier, the collection of unconfirmed anti-Trump dirt compiled for the Hillary Clinton campaign by former British spy Christopher Steele, set off a tremendous argument about the dossier's reliability. There was no doubt that the Nunes memo was correct, that the FBI had indeed cited the dossier as evidence in its argument that Carter Page should be wiretapped. It's hard to avoid the conclusion that some of the loudest voices denouncing Nunes were angry about the exposure of the FBI's questionable actions and not the fact that the FBI's actions were indeed questionable. Now, remember, during that time, they were talking about the president attacking the FBI. They were saying the FBI is above and beyond reproach and on and on. When it came out, they swept it under the rug in the media cycle because it condemned the processes and the procedures that the FBI used to go after Donald Trump. York continues. Indeed, after the release of the Nunes memo, there was little discussion of any specific damage it had actually done to national security. Now there's another fight about declassification. Nunes himself has heard this all before. Every time, this is a quote, every time we tried to get information on the Russia hoax, the left as well as the media and their leakers claimed it would devastate national security. This was a text exchange he had. Now we hear the same argument from the same reporters, leakers, and leftists. Even though all their previous doomsday warnings proved false, these people simply use national security as a false justification to hide information that would reveal their abuses. Nunes summed it up with one more line, democracy dies in darkness. Now, he was going for alliteration because certainly Congressman Nunes knows that we are a constitutional republic. But that's a whole other issue. York continues, the resistance to Barr's work is likely to be ferocious. Almost immediately after President Trump ordered intelligence agencies to cooperate with Barr and gave the Attorney General full and complete authority to declassify information from the Trump-Russia investigation, the intelligence world struck back when the New York Times reported that Barr's project could endanger one of the CIA's most prized sources. This is where it gets really interesting to me, because Brennan went on TV. First of all, why would people be saying this on the left? They divulge, in that statement alone, they divulge more information than they should have. Byron York writes, attributing its story to, quote, former officials, The Times said the source was someone close to Vladimir Putin who gave the CIA information about Putin's involvement in U.S. election interference and specifically turned over evidence to support the conclusion that Putin himself was behind the Russia hack. The source had been long nurtured by the CIA and was highly valued by Brennan when he was director. All of that work might be at risk from Barr's work, The Times suggested. Now, if anything might endanger such a source, it would be exposure by the New York Times, which is what I just said. And there was an article that came out because Brennan was the one who actually talked about this. And as far as I'm concerned, if that's the case, Brennan is the one who put this source in danger. Who would put this out there? I want you just to stop for a second and use your logic, okay? You're gifted in it, and you know what I'm talking about. You have a source that's highly placed inside of the Russian government, a confidant to Putin. And you put it out that in order to protect the integrity of elections, in the information that Barr could release might put your high-placed source to Putin in danger. You don't even say it could jeopardize the investigation or our activities inside of the Russian government or whatever. You pretty much put whoever this person is on blast. Now, I've already commented on this, but I'll say it again. I don't believe this person exists. This is a lie being perpetrated by the left to, again, make us believe that there's somebody will be put into mortal danger. They did it once before, they did it again, and they used the same language. It reminds me of when Eric Holder tweeted, Barr is just a tool of the president. Barr's never said anything like, oh, the president's my man. He just said, I'm going to follow the law. But anyway, Attorney General, disgraced former Attorney General Eric Holder says, Barr is just a puppet of Trump, and he's being used by the president. And then somebody we talked about this on the show, somebody found a quote from Holder who said, essentially, Obama's my man, and he knows I have his back. I just want you to understand the level of duplicitousness that exists inside of these folks. I mentioned before, the three people that are most close to this witch hunt turned con job, Director John's former disgraced director CIA John Brennan. I never witnessed this type of reckless partisan behavior I'm seeing now. Which is what he said of the Nunez memo, and then he called this under Barr the declassification project a reckless initiative. Adam Schiff of Nunez crosses a dangerous line, a bar, a new and dangerous phase. Disgraced Attorney General, former Attorney General Eric Holder, said of Nunez, unheard of, dangerous, and irresponsible. With Barr, the height of irresponsibility and a dangerous precedent. If you don't think these people are being fed what to say, then you're crazy. And here's what's interesting. It's all lies. It is 100% complete fabrication. It's these people wanting to make us believe that we're going to get some people hurt. I don't even believe they have somebody that's close to Putin in the CIA. Number one, Putin's too dang smart. He's a KGB guy. So I don't think they have that person. Number one, they certainly wouldn't have outed him as they've done. And the third thing, I don't believe the Russians did anything beyond the normal nonsense that Russia does in trying to, quote, interfere in our elections. It's all a fabrication. It's as fake and phony as the videographer who supposedly set off Benghazi. That's what I believe. And I'm Kevin Jackson. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. And my opinion is 100% correct. You don't have to fact check my opinion. Now, well, I don't know what yours is, but I bet you believe yours is 100% correct. And if it agrees with mine, then you would be right. You know this. I'm not teaching you anything you don't already know about yourselves. This is ridiculous that we continue to have these types of conversations. But let me tell you, fear not, Americans. This is going to resolve itself favorably to us.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.